News. I'm Mike Moss. Some of the leaders of the sanctuary movement went on trial today in Tucson, charged with plotting to smuggle illegal aliens into the United States. Rick Baca is covering the courtroom action.
There are 11 people that have been indicted by the federal government. One is a nun, one is a minister, and two are Roman Catholic priests. Now, all the members of the sanctuary movement maintain that they had a moral and a religious obligation to smuggle these aliens out of Central America.
But the judge has ruled that the defense may not cite any religious motivation for giving sanctuary to refugees, nor may the defendants refer to international law on the treatment of refugees. The government claims the sanctuary movement leaders broke U.S. law by bringing illegal aliens into the country and then transporting them to safe places where they could escape deportation. There's late word from South Africa that rioting has flared outside the major cities of South Africa. Up to 8 blacks are reported killed, and police of South Africa have brought out their newest riot control device, a water cannon that shoots purple dye. I'll have more NBC News in a minute.
Sometimes it takes persistence to find a bargain.
Now serving number 4,820.
Sometimes it takes determination.
Give me that sweater. I saw it first.
But with AT&T Opportunity Calling, you can save on luggage, travel, appliances, just by making your usual calls with AT&T Long Distance. So look for your catalog in the mail. And while other people go to extremes to find a bargain, you've already got your connections.
Hi, Mom.
AT&T Opportunity Calling. Another reason AT&T is the right choice.
A high-performance computer can unleash the power of your business. The Tandy 2000 from Radio Shack has the high performance to manage your business, to create and design, to market and sell. And with the Tandy 2000, you get Radio Shack technology, service, and support. We'll be here when you need us. The Tandy 2000 can meet your needs today and tomorrow. Get the high performance your business needs. Call Radio Shack today. Tandy, clearly superior.
Anthony Mandia, the first recipient of the Penn State artificial heart, is in critical condition. Dr. John Burnside of the Hershey Medical Center in Pennsylvania says Mandia has improved a little since this morning.
His level of consciousness is clearly higher. He responds more readily to stimulation, either vocal stimulation or touch. He is now speaking and speaking coherently.
But Dr. Burnside says Mandia is far from out of the woods with his artificial heart as the search continues for a donor human heart that would give the patient a firmer new lease on life. President Reagan is canceling an appearance at Thursday's ceremonies marking the 40th anniversary of the United Nations. The White House says Reagan considers preparations for next month's summit meeting more important than the UN's birthday. Reagan, however, will go ahead with his planned speech to the General Assembly Thursday morning. White House officials are meeting today, looking at a proposal that would make the hiring of women and minorities by federal contractors voluntary instead of mandatory, as is now the rule under an executive order. Civil rights workers like Ralph Nies say it'll be a step backward.
The new order, if it's signed into law, would eliminate effective enforcement of the executive order and affirmative action.
Nies is with the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down a point in active trading. This is NBC News.
Dr. Wayne to emergency staff. Dr. Wayne to emergency staff.
In the hospital, stat means right away. And when you have a sore throat, you want pain relief right away. That's why our fast-acting sore throat lozenges are called Sipastat. With an anesthetic action that temporarily relieves minor sore throat pain, stat, Sipastat. And because sore throats often come with coughs, look for Novahistine DMX. Novahistine, a cough cold name known and recommended by doctors. Novahistine DMX. Use only as directed.
My wife and I are facing the biggest decision of our lives.
One you soon may be faced with.
Should we rent the five-door Mercury Lynx from Budget for only $29.95 a day, or their luxurious Lincoln Town Car for just $39.95?
What would you do? Budget's made the offer. You should really give it some thought. 24-hour advance reservation required. Refueling services, taxes, and optional coverage is additional. Details at participating Budget locations.
Decisions.
Aid Insurance, based in Des Moines, is changing its name. Company President John Evans says when the name was chosen in 1968, it was just the ticket to describe a company that wanted to help people. But, says Evans, times have changed.
Our name is much too close and too easily identified with AIDS, and so we simply feel that if we're to change our image in the eyes of employees and, you know, our policyholders, we ought to do it.
Evans says Aid Insurance will have a new name by spring. But he adds, if a cure is found for the disease AIDS, the company will think about changing its name back to the original. The organizers of We Are the World say they're going to turn their attention on the United States. They announced today a Hands Across America project. 6 to 10 million Americans, arm in arm from New York Harbor to the Pacific Ocean, paying at least $10 each to take part in the effort to fight hunger in America. If it succeeds, the project could raise $100 million. Mike Moss, NBC News.